Next tonight, hear the all-out search after authorities say a psychopath escaped, got in a taxi, then boarded a flight and ended up in California. Here's ABC senior national correspondent Jim Avila tonight.
The sooner we get there, the better.
The man in the back seat of this cab is in a big hurry. He just escaped from a psychiatric hospital. And tonight, questions mounting. How did Randall Sato, a sadist and necrophiliac accused of a gruesome murder, get away? And did he have help? Sato was locked up for more than 35 years after being acquitted in the slaying of a young woman by reason of insanity. But around 10 o'clock Sunday morning, Sato slipped out of a Hawaii State Hospital, walking about a mile to this park, where he was picked up by that taxi.
Oh, my God.
How are you?
Making a phone call to a possible accomplice.
I'm on my way.
Chartering a plane from this small airfield to Maui, where authorities say he boarded a commercial flight to San Jose, California. The hospital not reporting their patient missing for 9.5 hours. Tonight, Sato arrested peacefully in another cab at this Stockton gas station.
All of a sudden, there were sheriff cars all around, and they went right up to him, and without incident, were able to apprehend him.
David, the arrests were at these gas pumps. The cab was on the way to Reno. Back in Hawaii, authorities say they suspect an inside job. David?